Okay, it's 12:01, so we'll start. This is Blog Call 10, hosted by Democrats.com. I'd like to thank Ben Birch of the White Rose of WhiteRoseSociety.org, who is recording this call and will archive it on his site, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Our guest today is David Swanson of AfterDowningStreet.org. The group, it's a coalition, Democrats.com is part of it, that paid for a scientific poll to ask Americans about impeachment. The poll was conducted by Ipsos Public Affairs, which is a well-respected nonpartisan polling firm. And David, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, speak up so everybody else can hear you.
Will do.
Let's start. How did this poll come about?
Well, as you know, there was a poll done by Zogby, another polling company, back in the end of June, that we didn't have to pay for, that Zogby chose to do, asking, among other things, about impeachment. And what they asked was, if President Bush did not tell the truth about his reasons for going to war with Iraq, Congress should consider holding him accountable through impeachment. Do you agree or disagree? And 42% of Americans agreed. This is back in late June in the Zogby poll. And that was rather stunning, in that impeachment hadn't been in the news at all, there wasn't any action on it in Congress at all, and yet that figure was significantly higher than we ever saw for Clinton at the height of the Clinton impeachment. And so that was interesting, and it got a little bit of media attention, and John Zogby said that they were going to do it every month or every couple of months, but they never did again, and no other polling companies raised the issue at all. And so quite a few activists, Democrats.com really taking the lead, but other bloggers and other members of After Downing Street started really pushing the issue with campaigns of phone calls and emails and faxes and so forth, the usual routine, but not to the editors of newspapers this time, but to the polling companies and asking them to poll on this issue. And, you know, we got various responses. Gallup said that they would be glad to do it when Congress did something on it, or when it was a topic of conversation in the news among pundits. And of course, to some extent, it has been, and among Congress members as well, but not to the degree that they want. And Zogby gave a similar response and said he didn't want to be seen as promoting an issue. He wanted to be an objective pollster. And, you know, there is a problem with that when, you know, polling on any issue is going to make it more of a news topic than it would have been if you didn't poll on it. And choosing to poll only on those topics that the White House and the Congress want to talk about, or the media executives want to talk about, is a choice. And refusing to poll on something that half the country is up in arms about is a choice. So, you know, to some extent, these pollsters have to learn to drop that pretense that they're being objective, as the whole media enterprise does as well. But we decided back on September 30th, look, if they won't do it for free, we'll pay them. There are many polling companies that do omnibus polls on which you can pay money to have a question added to the questions they are asking. And we put out a request for money, and, you know, similar to the way that After Downing Street as a website back in the beginning of June took off beyond anything we've ever seen, this request for money took off beyond anything we've ever seen in requests for money before. And we've now brought in over the $10,000 that we set as a goal for ourselves, and stopped asking for money for that and shifted to asking for money to do all of the work we need to do. But we took some of that money and hired Ipsos Public Affairs, as you mentioned, a nonpartisan polling company. They do most of the polling for Associated Press. They're very highly regarded. And we paid them to ask an almost identical question to what Zogby had asked. And they tweaked a few words in the question, but it's basically the same question. And the response was higher. It was now 50% agreeing that the president should be impeached, or that Congress should take up impeaching the president if he lied about the war, and 44% against. So there was a movement from 42 up to 50, and that's significant. And you know, of course, if there are indictments this week and we do another poll after that, we may see further movement.
Looking more into the details of the poll, what other results did you find interesting?
Well, it's the other thing that we specifically asked about was party affiliation, and we asked Democrat, Republican, or Independent. And if someone leaned Democrat or leaned Republican, they were lumped in with that party. And 72% of Democrats agreed that the president should be impeached if he lied about the war, whereas for Independents it was 56% and for Republicans 20%. So a significant minority of Republicans, but really what's astonishing to me is that you could have 72% of Democrats and not a single Democrat in the United States Congress willing to do anything about it. And that's something of a problem for the Democratic Party, I think. Other results, there was a significant majority in a number of categories that we got demographics for. So in the Northeast, in the West, and in the South regions of the United States, there was a majority. In all the age groups below the age 55, there was a majority. In all of the household income groups below $50,000 a year in household income, there was a significant majority. So, and all of these details in the tables with all of the exact numbers are available on the website, afterdowningstreet.org. There is a link at the bottom of the press release about the poll. That's I think the important points that we get at.
All right. Well, there's a lot of interesting stuff in that. And what kind of coverage did it get in the mainstream media?
Yeah. I don't know if Salon.com or Political Affairs Magazine's website or Air America counts as the mainstream media, but there were a few mentions here and there. You know, I did a radio show in Pittsburgh last night, and there have been progressive radio shows talking about it, and it's been all over the progressive internet, and to a very limited extent, the right-wing internet, but not the big corporate media, even websites, much less broadcast or print.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm still processing some requests for the phone number here. Why do you think the mainstream media won't talk about this poll and about impeachment more generally?
Well, you know, in general, the media really tries to see themselves, although it's nonsense, as outside observers not having any impact on anything but reporting what's out there. And so they think that they need to report on reality, and to them, reality is what comes out of the White House, the Pentagon, the leadership of the two political parties in Congress, and that's about it. So the fact that a huge percentage, about half of the country, is interested in impeachment is not a story until a person in power cares. And, you know, it's not just 50% saying they care about impeachment, but we also asked, do you strongly agree, or do you only somewhat agree? And it was 39% strongly agreed that the president should be impeached if he lied about the war, whereas 30% strongly disagreed. And you see this manifested all over the place. You see it in the attention that websites related to impeachment get, and there are thousands and thousands of them. You see it in the fact that a huge percentage, I don't know, maybe half of the of the signs and posters and T-shirts and paraphernalia at the anti-war rally on the 24th in Washington had some connection to impeachment. And so, but that's not what interests the media. And they point out, accurately enough, that not only is the White House not proposing to impeach itself, but none of the Democrats in Congress are pushing for impeachment, and therefore it's not an issue. It's mere citizens of the United States that care about it.
And why aren't Democrats in Congress talking about impeachment?
Well, you know, I've had this conversation, as you probably have yourself, with quite a few progressive members of the House and their staff, and to a person, they say that they're scared, of being attacked by the Republicans, meaning being smeared in the media as wackos, as loonies, as lefty fringe candidates. And this includes Congress members whose seats are extremely safe, who sometimes relish being attacked by the discredited party in power, as they rightly should. But they don't think it has a chance, and they think that if they wait until the Democrats are in the majority, then they can do it and not look stupid because they have a chance of succeeding, you know, which I have several complaints with. You know, first of all, that's going to keep you in the minority. If you aren't willing to speak up for what your 72% of your base cares about, and many of them very passionately, then you're unlikely to turn out voters to vote for you. And, you know, the Republicans don't have this problem. When they were in the minority, they aggressively pushed things that were hopeless, and they still do. They propose nonsense like a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage, knowing it's not going to go anywhere, but it gets them votes. And the Democrats don't think that way. You know, in addition, the progressive Democrats in Congress are bravely and courageously pushing various bills and resolutions, many of them related to the issue of the lies about the war, without having been given any guarantee that they're likely to pass. And certainly no one would bet any money they would. So there's something of inconsistency here. And then, you know, imagine that the Republicans sink so low and the Democrats keep quiet and manage to squeak out a majority somehow. We're likely to elect Democrats without the platform and the agenda to then move ahead on all of the things that the progressives have said we'll do as soon as we've got the majority. You know, I'm down here in Washington, D.C., where there's no the people have no representation in Congress, and the majority Democrats sat on that for years and did nothing. So there's no guarantee that anything will happen if the Democrats get the majority, but I think there is a much greater likelihood of the Democrats getting the majority if they start doing what people want now. But that's an argument that is heatedly debated on this and other topics within the ranks of Democrats.
All right. Well, that brings us to the Q&A part. So if you want to ask a question, press 6 to unmute yourself. Obviously, we don't control how many people press that button at the same time, so please listen before you speak in case somebody else beats you by a millisecond.
This is Karen Bradley from the Democracy Cell Project.
Go ahead, Karen.
I want to know if David can tell us what we in the blogs can do to help.
Well, you can, you know, we have two targets here. One is Congress and one is the media, and through the media, Congress. And you'll recall that back in late May and the first half of June, we accomplished something that a lot of people didn't predict. You know, we took the Downing Street memo and made it a front page story, something that was argued about and screamed about on the cable talk shows, and made things start to happen with the leadership of some brave members of Congress, notably John Conyers, but we helped to make something happen in Congress. And we can do that with this, it's going to be a harder fight. We're going to need more phone calls and emails and letters to the editor and calls to talk shows to the media. We're going to need more use of our own media, the blogosphere, the calls like this one, radio shows. And we don't have all of the progressive media with us. The idea that the Democrats should hold their ammunition until it's going to work is prevalent within within the ranks of Air America, for example. But we need to work the media as hard as we can to drive the story into the so-called mainstream media, which we did with the Downing Street memo. And secondly, we need to push Congress, and we need to be aggressive about it, and we need to generate phone calls and emails and visits and demonstrations and potentially civil disobedience until Congress members get the idea. And this is one where it really makes some sense, I think, to look to the likely leaders in Congress, the progressive caucus members, the out-of-Iraq caucus members, the black caucus members, and ask them to step up to the plate and be a leader. And, you know, I certainly would predict, as others have, that the first Congress member to step out on this is going to be a hero to half this country, is going to receive praise and adulation beyond any politician's dreams. And somehow we have to make that clear before it happens, or it won't happen.
Okay, next question.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, I think everybody's trying to be polite. Hey, Dave, Bob, this is Bob Geiger at the Yellow Dog Blog.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Hey, here's my question, and it's kind of an idea wrapped in a question. You kind of wonder when you look at the mainstream poll numbers for the president and how dismal they are, just how bad they have to get before Democratic senators and congressmen get some balls and actually start going after this guy and going after the Republicans, other than the Congressional Black Caucus, of course. But what I'm wondering is because it's so hard to get the mainstream media's attention on something like this poll, maybe we could do something like have a designated blogging day where we all blog about nothing else but this issue. And perhaps by doing that and publicizing it in advance, we get the mainstream media's attention, where the entire liberal blogosphere on one particular day is talking about nothing else other than possible impeachment. And I was just curious, David, the extent to which you think a concentrated blog effort like that on one particular day might in and of itself draw attention to the issue.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I think it's a great idea. I think to work, we would have to really do a good job of it. We would need to plan it well, to be ready to move it if if Rove is indicted that day, or to take advantage of whatever's breaking in the news that day. But I think we would need to be sure we have all the big blogs on our general side of politics involved. We wouldn't want to make it a halfway sort of thing, and so we would need to talk further about this and communicate by email, if not set up a conference call to plan strategy and make it work. But I think it's a great idea, but I think your first comment about how low do the numbers have to get before the Democrats get up some nerve, I'm not sure but what they could get to zero and the Democrats wouldn't get up any nerve, and I've had in fact not just me but a top staff person for one of the most progressive members of Congress announced the other week to a room full of peace activists that it wouldn't make any difference showing Democrats that the vast majority of the country is against the war. They wouldn't care. They would still be scared of being painted as weak on national security. And that doesn't make any sense to me, but I think it is an accurate assessment of where the Democrats in Congress are. And so somehow you have to give them the confidence to believe that they can get through the media a message that this toughness on national security has made us less safe, that this war has increased, it has created a training ground for terrorists. And otherwise, you know, it doesn't matter what the numbers say. They're just not going to get up in earnest.
Okay, next question.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Morgan Swan from thegoddess.org. First, I want to say I don't think the Democrats are really scared. I think they're making too much money from Republican policies to oppose them. I think that that's a real problem for us. And I wanted to ask if you think a concentrated effort on certain members of the media who might be more amenable to our cause, someone like Keith Olbermann, Anderson Cooper, would help kind of get this into the mainstream.
On your first point, I certainly agree with regard to some Democrats, but I don't think that explains all of them. You know, there are 435 members of Congress and of the House, and that includes a number of Democrats who take a lot of money from a lot of dirty places, and it includes others who really don't, who don't take any corporate money, who look carefully at where all their money's coming from, and they're not that much influenced by it. And so I don't think that explains somebody like Dennis Kucinich or Barbara Lee or John Conyers not having any nerve on this issue. I think that, yeah, we should work on Olbermann because he interviewed Zogby on his show back in June and so was clearly willing to touch this issue, and we need to reach out to him and get him to keep covering it and make him feel that he can without looking like a nut. But as far as Anderson Cooper, I'm not sure why he would be on that list. But in any case, I agree that we need to work every little chink that we see in the media's armor to get something through.
All right, next question.
This is Karen Bradley again.
Hey, Karen.
Just a follow-up comment. There, just FYI, November 2nd might be a date to do Bob Geiger's idea, since it's the 1 year. And there's also a group moving in front of the White House this week, the World Can't Wait group. You know, they're moving in there, and they're going to be there through the 2nd. So something to piggyback on, perhaps.
Yeah, good to... That's good to have an idea. In any case, we should, if anybody has ideas on this and wants to reply to the email they got about this call, that would be good, and we can compile them and send out an email with some proposals and see if we can get a consensus and start working on it.
Okay, next question. All right. Well, it sounds like we've answered all the questions. thank you all for coming. I believe you know how to reach me and how to reach David. David's at davidswanson.org. I'm Bob at democrats.com. And thank you all for coming today.